All right, guys, so we're in lesson 22. We're going to focus in on Hebrews chapter 13, verses 9 through 25. And this is entitled The Final Words. So we've already seen the final instructions, a final warning. Now he's just going to get to the close, okay? So there are a lot of good things here that we need to talk about and kind of reflect on today. So why don't we start, first of all, with verses 9 through 16. Here's what the passage says. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teaching, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, which have benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the priest as a sacrifice for sin are burnt outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek a city that is to come. Through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Okay, so we're going to talk about Christian sacrifices here. So the first thing I want you to notice when we talk about verse 9 is he wants you to beware of strange doctrines. Okay? Strange doctrines. And that is very relevant to you and I today. So we're going to talk about it here. Okay? So first of all, the writer urges his readers not to be carried away by strange doctrines. Now, is it possible for a Christian in a church, being faithful and attending your church, maybe listening to Christian radio, watching somebody on TV, this, that, or another, interacting in the community with other Christians, is it possible for you to get carried away by strange doctrines? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's very, very possible. And it happens rather subtly, doesn't it? And so he's saying you need to be aware, okay? Aware. And especially today, there's a lot of crazy stuff that's being said, even from, quote, evangelicals that I just like, wow, where are they getting that from? So like I just recently heard somebody say, Christians need to quit turning the other cheek. Have you heard that one? Now, there's a problem with that statement, right? What's the problem with that statement? Well, it isn't just God who told you. Who told you to turn the other cheek? Jesus. Jesus commanded us to turn the other cheek, right? Now, was that a suggestion? No, 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 no. So, see, my point is, you got to be careful. And it could be the most saintly guy you've watched for 20 years on TV or read about or whatever saying this stuff. Here's the thing. Can anybody go wrong? Yeah, even I could go wrong. What is the basis for figuring out if what somebody is saying is right? What's the basis? The Bible. Yeah, what does the scripture say? It's not, oh, there's George, he's been here almost 25 years now, you know, and I just trust everything he says. No, no, you don't trust everything I say. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't, because I don't trust everything you say. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you can go off the deep end. And in particular, what he's talking about here with strange doctrines for them, it had to do with food. Food, what they could eat and what they couldn't eat. They had people coming along and saying, you can't do this and you have to do this and you have to, and it can only be this way or whatever. You say, really? I'm glad we don't have that problem today. Oh, yeah, we have that problem today, too. There are Christians who will tell you, don't eat regular hot dogs. Only eat beef ones. Or don't do this, don't do that. And they'll bring all this Old Testament stuff. Now, the problem is, when you go to the New Testament, are we bound by that? No, not at all. Yeah, okay, not at all. So the point is, don't get carried away by strange doctrines. You've got to evaluate everything that's being said, okay? Everything that's being said. All right, so he states that it is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. Not by your actions, trying to submit to somebody, okay? But rather by grace, by the grace shown to you by the Lord. So basically, it's not profitable to focus on legalism. See, it's real easy. I think legalism is the easiest way to live the Christian life. That benefits nobody. What do you mean, George? Would you say it's real easy just to follow a set of rules in church? Would you say that's easy? Think about it for a moment. Is it easy? Okay, cut and dry. Tom says he's not sure. No, nope, he's shaking his head. Okay, think about it though. Which is easier, just following the rules or going through the process of grace where God whittles away at you? Works on your attitudes.
I think grace is easier.
Grace is easier. Yes, but those who've lived it understand that. But to everyone else, they might think, boy, it's a whole lot easier just to be told how to dress, what Bible to carry, how often to show up, and this, that, and another, and nothing changes about you. Do you understand? Nothing changes about you. It's not profitable just to focus on legalism. Folks, you've met people in church who did all the right things, but that didn't change their character, right? Didn't change who they were as a person. They weren't becoming Christ-like. Oh, they could say, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but they weren't changing. See, this is the point. Be careful. Be careful, okay? Now, some false teachers had taught the readers to submit to Mosaic dietary laws. So there were certain things you couldn't eat. For instance, it would be hard for me. I love bacon. Yeah, who does it, right? There's some who don't, but they're weird, okay? So, I love bacon. But the dietary laws, I'm not allowed to eat bacon, right? Let alone a bacon cheeseburger. And even in Israel, you know what, Bruce, I found this out. That's why I don't go to Israel. I can't go to McDonald's and buy a cheeseburger there. Do you know why? It breaks the law. What do you mean? The law says you can't boil a calf in its mother's milk. So they don't want to combine the dairy with the meat, so they don't have cheeseburgers. I would be lost. Okay? You say, that's ridiculous. This is the point he's talking about here. Don't submit yourself to strange, crazy stuff. Work it all through, okay? So these false teachers, in fact, here's what Paul says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regards to a festival or a new moon, or Sabbath. See, it wasn't just even the food. It was whether or not you were doing specific things each Sabbath. You were supposed to do certain things. And so these are the realities, okay? These are the realities, or certain festivals. That doesn't mean you have to do all that, okay? Well, he's going to talk about the Christian altar now in verses 10 through 16. He says there's a better altar. So the writer calls his readers to remember that they have a better altar. Now, what do you mean a better altar? Well, the Jewish altar was the altar on which they had to continually make sacrifices. Okay? You and I have a better altar. Because the sacrifice has been made for us once for what? All, right? One time. All right, now let's look. It was a custom the priest received their food from the altar. So how the priesthood was fed was by the sacrifices made on the altar. So they would get certain portions of the meat a certain way based on the law. And that's how they were fed. Those who hold to the old covenant cannot partake of the new altar. Now, do you understand what he's meaning there? If you hold to the old covenant and the old way and the old altar, you can't partake of the new altar. What do you think he means by that? All right, John? Okay, yes, along those lines. What were you going to say, Bruce? Yes.
No benefit. The only altar that has benefit is the new altar.
Yes.
You can't have it both ways. It's not works and grace. It's not eating this and that and grace. It's grace.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Yep, that's exactly right. So if your focus is, okay, so what do you think the lesson is for us in this? Do you think there's a lesson for us here?
I